Hi, it's Tina Brinkley Potts, and welcome to this episode of Fall. So I'm actually driving while I'm recording this, so if we're getting any feedback or anything from that, I apologize. We will do everything we can to do like some noise reduction before I actually post this. And so, you know, I want to just go, yay, I am back. I did not plan on putting out any new episodes until January of 2017. However, I've had so many calls and so many requests for different things that I really thought it was time to really get back to doing these shows. So I'm back and I'm recording these full episodes. I call this show Full because I like to believe I operate from a full cup. When it comes down to happiness, I am one of the happiest people I know. And I don't say that to brag. I say that because it's a practice to being happy. And that's what this is about. Looking at the world from a that saying, the glass is half full or half empty. And so I'm definitely a half full kind of person. And I believe that when you look at the world that way, that opportunities will show themselves everywhere. Because when you're always looking for what you're missing, you're going to continue to find what you're missing. So I'm just happy and, again, grateful that you listen to this show. If you feel so inspired, please share it with somebody today who needs it. We are at a time in this world, especially in the United States right now, where we are all divided. And it doesn't, you know, I'm not going to get into the election because I'm not even giving that any energy any longer. But whatever side you were on, you felt there are some driving forces that feel like I just need to be right. And I think that people don't even hear each other anymore because they just want to be right. And so for me, I'm grateful for the outcome of this election simply because I believe that it is starting a bigger conversation. And so that is about all I want to say about the election. So let's not even go down that path. But again, if you feel so inspired, please share this episode. This episode is about creating a warrior spirit. And I'm using the word warrior because of the visceral energy that you really must put into yourself. Not anybody else putting into you, but you must put into yourself in order to be happy, in order to feel happy, healthy, and whole. And so warrior doesn't mean I want you to go to battle. The only thing I want you to go to battle for is for your own peace of mind. And so that's what a warrior spirit is about. It means that no matter what's happening, that you can be at peace. So I just want to start talking a little bit about, think about those people who have been in extreme situations, right? Like, I remember reading The Diary of Anne Frank, and when they're talking about the family and the concentration camps and all of that thing, and that there were people who survived, right? I remember watching the movie, I can't remember the name of it, but it was something about the striped shorts where they were talking about these concentration camps, and I remember I watched that movie and I said I could never watch it again, and I will never watch anything else that's like it. But the point that I'm making is that there are people who survive these extreme circumstances. Would you be one of them? And the thing that I've learned with having some extreme circumstances of my own is that when you are living in those circumstances, you really believe you have to have this inner knowing that I am going to survive this, and you also have to be willing and able to pull your attention away from what is going on in your life. Now, I'm going to probably say some things that I really haven't said very publicly before. I've said it sometimes in some of my talks, but I haven't really talked about it. But, you know, there was a time in my marriage when I was married, I'm not married right now, But there was a time in my marriage where I feared for my life. My ex was abusive, and I'm not saying any of this because I want anybody to think any less of my ex-husband. What I know is that my ex-husband was a product of his environment. He was taught these behaviors, and a lot of people said I made excuses for him for a long time, and I don't feel like I've made excuses. I've allowed for my family to heal. I have 3 children who this man is a father to, 2 biologically, 1 is a stepdaughter, but he was her father since he was 2 years old, was 2 years old. And so I decided that I needed to look at the world differently. So again, I'm prefacing all of that to say I wouldn't want anyone from this episode to look at him in any bad way. It was just because this is what he was taught. And that's one thing that we're not realizing in this world right now, is that a lot of us have been taught bad behaviors, have been taught biases, and because we want to react all the time, we are not creating that environment where we can heal. And so that's why I'm sharing this story with you. So when I thought that he was, you know, he was violent, he was verbally abusive, and he was physically abusive, and I really feared for my life at times because I didn't know when he came home whether he was going to be happy or sad. You know, I just didn't know. And so instead of giving him any more of my energy and allowing myself to continue to be in crisis mode, I had to start thinking, how am I going to survive this? And I had to start focusing on that. I painted a picture on the wall of how am I going to survive this marriage. You know, it wasn't even for me when I was thinking about it. It was for my children. It was because I was like, you know, I am not going to have my kids have the story of having to bury one of their parents. Because that's just how bad it was for me. Now, you know, there are a lot of people who go through domestic violence and live through it for all of their lives and believe that it is just part of life. But that was not going to be a part of my life for the rest of my life. And so I had to make a plan. But I needed to make a plan where I was going to leave with my family being able to heal, right? Now, that for everybody else might be different because other people would have been like, you should have had him arrested. You should have done this. You should have done that. I have a son that I needed to have a different story. There was no absolute way that I would be responsible for putting my ex-husband behind bars because we're going to start a new way in our family. And so I made that decision. And I'm telling you this not because you could be going through domestic violence, but I'm telling you this because you can survive just about anything if you pull your attention away from it and you give your intention to what you really want. Now, that's the first thing. And so I've had a lot of people call me about the selection, about, you know, things that people say to them, whether it's about the election or whether about them personally, how they're constantly reacting to other people and what other people do. And what I'm telling you is that is none of your business, even if it's towards you. You have to become a warrior for your feelings. You have to be such a protector. It's like you have to think that your emotions and your body and your physical body is your island, your world, and you need to protect that world first. And most of the time you're not doing that. One way that we're not doing it is we allow social media to tell us how we should feel in any given day. Because we gotta be of the world. We gotta know exactly what's going on in the world. Sometimes you need to turn that shit off. And, you know, it just is what it is. You got to turn it off. And so I want you to go look at what you've been sharing in social media. Are you spreading the very thing you say that you don't want to see? Now, I know that's going to be hard for a lot of people. But one thing I know for sure is I literally watched a video in my, I didn't watch it because once I saw what it was about, I removed it from my newsfeed. My aunt shared a video and she shared a video of a skinhead. Okay, I'm a black woman. So she shared a video of a skinhead and she was sharing it because she wanted everybody in the world to know that this person put this out online. And I'm like, okay, so why are you giving him more airtime? She didn't think of it that way. She thought that she was helping people know about the hate. I said, yes, you are helping them know about the hate, but you're now also giving him airspace. So you're helping further his mission. And she really had to think about it. She says, oh my God, I never thought of it like that. So go look at what you share. Go look. The last 24 hours. You don't even got to go back that far. Just go back for the last 24 hours and see what you've been sharing. Are you sharing the very thing that is upsetting you? If you are, you're giving it too much attention. And I know it's hard because guess what? We've been taught we got to know what's going on in our world. We got to know. But you got to protect your inner world first until you are strong enough to manage without it affecting you. And a lot of times we'll lie, right? We'll say, it doesn't bother me, but it does. And you start to feel guilty because you're letting things bother you. Well, you haven't built up your spiritual, you haven't become that warrior yet. So give yourself the opportunity. And so, I don't want to make anybody feel wrong if you're doing that. So please don't think that's my intention. I just want to give you a better way. So let's talk about the better way now. Let's not keep dwelling in that. So first and foremost, be a guardian of what you give your attention to. If this election has been bothering you, don't watch the news. Don't look at social media. If you participate in groups on social media and those groups are safe place, get the groups app and put the groups app on your phone so you don't have to see your news feed. If somebody is sharing things, there's a way for you to go, okay, I don't want to see anything from, you don't even have to block the person. You can just say, I don't want to see anything from this that somebody shared. So you'll never see any more of those kind of messages. Because maybe the person that shared it, you're okay with, but you just don't want to see when they're succumbing to this type of actions. Just do that. But you really start protecting who you are. And if you believe that you have the opportunity to be happy, healthy, and whole, you have to get disciplined. I have a lot of spiritual friends. I have a lot of people in my life who are choosing a different path. Aren't religious, more spiritual. And one of the things that I find with them that I normally help them with is that the word discipline kind of makes it feel hard. But discipline needs to become your friend. Discipline needs to be your friend because discipline means I'm going to be disciplined about my happiness. And so I'm not going to allow you to control my happiness anymore. I'm going to start minding what I watch. I can tell you, I haven't watched the news for probably 10 years now. And I still know everything that's going on in the world. But I haven't watched the news. Why? Because the news, in the first 5 minutes, you know what? And if you don't believe me, go test it. In the first 5 minutes of the news, you're going to find out everything that's happened wrong in your area. You know why? Because it attracts people like bees to honey. And so you're going to hear about all of the killings in your neighborhood. You're going to hear about all of these things that you really... If you aren't spiritually not spiritually sound is probably not the right word, because you can have a deep relationship with God, source, whichever version you have. But if you aren't making it through most of your day without being affected by other people, then it is time for you to start taking control of your environment. And you don't have to change one thing. You don't have to change your job. You don't have to change your home. You don't have to change anything while being able to protect your mind. Think again that there were people who survived the Holocaust. There were people who survived slavery. I'm part of a project that I have going on. And, you know, I talk about my family being part of the Underground Railroad, right? Like they were a stop. There was a place here in Delaware called Brinkley Hill, and Brinkley Hill was a stop on the Underground Railroad. And I remember when I was younger, I used to say I could not have lived in that time. And I don't say that any longer, because I don't know what time I'm going to live in, but I want to know that I have a warrior spirit, that I can survive anything, and you can too. And it takes with you starting to command you. And you got to start asking yourself these questions, because these questions are going to help you understand if this is you. When someone does something, whether you are appearing they're doing it to you, they're doing it to the world, they're doing it to whatever, does it affect you? If so, you are not tending to yourself. Now, I am not a therapist, don't want to perceive to be a therapist. You know, if you're having any type of depressive thoughts, maybe you should seek a therapist. But the other thing you can do is, there are simple things that will help you, like making sure that you're getting sun every day, right? Because, you know, there's been studies, you can go look them up to get the exact wording and language, but just having sunlight hit your skin sets off different vitamins in your body that helps with your mood and helps keep you going. You know, physical activity can help keep you going. So there's a lot of different things. Meditation can help keep you going if you can let your mind get still and you know, and actually kind of detach from your body. So there's a lot of different things. You have to find what works for you. But if other people are controlling you, if this election is controlling you, if anything is controlling your spirit, and you're finding yourself hurt, and you're finding yourself not being able to function, it's time to take back your power. And I know that there's going to be somebody who's going to listen to this episode who really needs to hear this. But it's time to take back your power. You have the right, just from being born, to live a life of freedom. And when I'm saying freedom, I'm talking about time freedom. I'm talking about freedom from stress, freedom from just financial freedom. You have the right to peace of mind, but you have to work for it. And I don't mean work like making it hard. I mean work like, that's mine, and so I'm going to take it. You no longer get control over me. So I don't know which one of those things will work for you, but please start doing this for yourself. And take an honest look, because nobody has to know. But if you go take that honest look and look and see what you've been sharing, what you've been doing, what you've been bringing to yourself, you will start going, oh, I can do this. Remember, there are people who survived slavery. There are people who worked for our freedoms in many different ways, not just, you know, as I was talking about being on the Underground Railroad, you know, my family members, right? There are people right now who are doing battles, who are over in different countries fighting wars for our freedoms, and they survive. So whatever you're going through, you can survive. You know, I survived domestic violence. It's not something that I don't go out there and want to be champion for domestic violence. I'm not saying that. I don't hide it. But at the same time, I don't need to be the poster child for domestic violence. But I've survived that with my family intact, with my children had being able to speak and express how it affected them so that they can move on without pushing it under the rug. Also, without making my ex-husband a villain. That he can now move on in his life. He has a new wife. He can move on in his life and be better to that wife than he could possibly have been to me. That's something that we can choose to give. And it's not easy. And it's not hard either. It just takes discipline. And it takes the intention that I'm going to survive this. And I can choose who I am right here, right now, in this moment. And so I want to give you that. I hope this episode gave you that. I hope I gave you some tangible ways, some tangible things that you can do right now. And so if exercise is your thing, like I used to remember getting on that elliptical, for me was like, woo, it would make everything go away for at least an hour, right? And so I would just go do that and go do it so that I'm like, I got some peace for a while. If that's your thing, go do it. If listening to music, that's the other thing that's a good one for me. I can get in a car and I can't sing a lick, but I can get in a car and perform a concert with that music blasting. And for just that little bit of time, wherever I'm going in the car, it allows me to detach from my issues. If you have to find little things like that all day, do it. And the biggest part of this episode is, if everything that everybody else does affects you, then you are allowing the world to run you, and it's time to take your power back. And so you must go find ways of doing that. And that only way that you can change this, it is nobody else's job to make you happy. I know the world has been telling you that, but that's a lie. And if you want to be happy, it's time to go take your happiness back. So the first step is admitting. You know how they say alcoholics and all of that kind of thing, right? The first step is admission. The first step is admission. And so you have to claim something different. So again, my name is Tina Brinkley Potts. If this episode has served you, please share it with somebody else so it can serve them too. Because it's time that we start sharing things that are not just about shock value, right? It's time that we stop sharing the doom and gloom in the world and we start sharing the good news, and good news doesn't always have to be shared in the same way. Like there's all different kinds of approaches, and my approach is a practical approach. I don't recite Bible verses, even though I'm a lover of God. I don't recite Bible verses, but I love to give practical examples of how you can do this. I don't perceive to know everything. I'm not going to act like I do, but I do know what's worked for me, what's worked for my clients, and how we are deciding to live in this world. And so if you like being in the know and you like knowing all of these things that piss you off, then maybe you need to look at that. Maybe you need to look at and see and ask yourself some very important questions. Is it worth my peace? Is it worth my earning capability? Is it worth my, is it worth me spending half of my day not in my joy because I'm pissed off or I'm worried or I'm fearful or whatever that version may be? But only you can answer that. So again, my name is Tina Brinkley Potts, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. I will see you in the next one. Bye-bye.